Oh, fuck yeah. You're so fucking hot. Oh, yeah. Fuck. I wanna fuck you so hard. And that said, welcome to Dinks with Kings. Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Wasn't Shep supposed to do the intro?
He was supposed to do the intro, but you know, he didn't remember what we were talking about until literally seconds before.
I remembered.
I thought this was another episode of Shep's Bedtime Tales.
Whoa. We could do that. We could absolutely do that. Shep, could you do the intro? Like, okay, so if we just stop right now and I will cut and splice, can you do the intro in your voice?
I had a different intro ready.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do that. I'll just listen. All this can be cut.
Oh my!
No, are you gonna do it, Chip, or not?
Yeah, you can do it.
I can do it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Chef's Bedtime Tales, with a lovely and alluring special guest reader, Miss Rebecca.
There's somebody else?
Well, I thought we had another guest, but I vaguely remember that during the announcement of the episode, someone had said that
he wasn't going to speak the entire time. That's right.
They weren't going to speak. So why would I want to introduce somebody that's not going to verbalize a comment during this episode? Oh, so that's boy, why I figure we
boy,
would just,
I really
you know,
wrote myself into a hole on that one.
You did.
Oh, no. Oh, he's Don's here. So I guess this is another episode of Dinks with Kinks, actually.
All right.
So, John, what would you like to tell us about what's going on since you're here with us right, and speaking?
I guess I could be here for tonight. Well, tonight we are talking about oralism, or better known as ASMR kink. I think, you know, if you're not familiar with ASMR, it's pretty much sound, speaking, vocalization. Hold on, I had it written down.
You wrote things down?
I did, I wrote things down. Hold on one second. Autonomous sensory meridian response. I think I said that right. Autonomous sensory meridian response. A term used to describe a tingle or static-like goosebump sensation in response to being specifically triggered by audio or visual stimuli. Of course, tonight we're just going to be talking about the audio version of that, because we are, in fact, an audio podcast available anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Maybe watch to the so, video yeah, portion on one of our live shows, then.
We could, yeah, you could. If you want the visual, we do a live stream every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/thedondero. You can come and chat with us live. It's a lot of fun. You can see our faces. So pretty. And then there's me and Shep.
Mm-hmm. There is that.
So, yeah, ASMR, it's been around for a hot minute. And it was real big, I want to say about 10 years ago. Maybe 7 years ago. Like, that's when it really blew up.
Yeah, I would say 10 years it blew up. But it had a long stand for, like, a good solid, like, 3 or 4 years. It was, like, the thing.
I still think it's around. I mean,
it absolutely
it has evolved. Yeah. And it's still very popular. But, that's it. It has evolved so much.
I think it really kicked up in the 80s, you know, with 976 wet. Call now.
No, I think that's more dirty talk.
I mean, it could be both.
I mean, it could. I mean, we will definitely talk about dirty talk.
Because it was all vocal. There was no visuals in that.
But the one thing that really fascinated me about ASMR is it's different for everyone. And it does have such like an anomic feature on the mind. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard the egg crack. You know, someone cracks an egg on your head and they do the little fingers down your spine. And it sends tingles all throughout your body. And that was kind of like one of the first ASMRs. Now, when we're going to be talking about kink, you know, I honestly wanted to go more into ASMR first and then kind of get to the kink side of it. But, Shep, you've done ASMR, not necessarily naughty, but just ASMR in general with vocal patterns. Speech.
So I've been told. Voice. Not that I ever listened to my own voice, but I've heard it from a person or two, yes.
Many tens of our listeners have listened to your voice and very much enjoy it. I say tens because we have, like, you know, the 20 people listening to us.
Yeah. And not to be forgotten, my lovely guest on the Bedtime Tales, Miss Rebecca, has the button of the sexy bedtime voice.
I do have her the points. Sex line operator voice. I do.
Long before I was doing the ASMR.
It was actually the whole reason I found out I had this talent. I lost a bet. John had me. He's like, it, the whole episode I lost and I had to do it. And I'd never done it before. And apparently I have a talent for it.
And we did. I just made you read movie
one
lines.
One of many.
Very inappropriate movie lines. And so I kind of want to get more into, like, not so much, because we did a whole episode on Dirty Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Dirty Talk, that comes with, like, you know, the sexy operator voice.
Right.
The smooth talker. And, like, focus on, like, the more audio triggers. Not so much vocal, but just sounds in general. Like,
I'm an auditor. Everything. I love the sound. I love sound. You want to turn me on? Whisper in my ear. You want to turn me on? Send me a video of you getting off, and I'll just listen to it. Like growl, mm-hmm. growl. Oh, growl at me. Mm-hmm.
What about the sound of leather stretching?
Yeah.
You turn about 5 shades of red. I'm gonna go with yeah.
Yeah. I like all the sounds. All the sounds. The sounds.
Or the belt.
Sex.
The belt snapping.
Yes, like I love sound, and I think it's also comes from my music background, but all things sound. You want to turn me on instantly, play a certain sound. I will snap your attention. Yeah.
So even growing up, like all my life, I won't watch a porn video if it has no sound.
Oh yeah.
I don't care if it's the hottest video in the world. I don't care if it's like perfect, you know, perfect scenario. If there's no audio, I'm just done with it. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I don't want to watch it because I can't hear it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something about the moans and the sounds. Like, that's a real important thing to me. And so, you know, you look back at like, oh, this sound will really turn me on. But I think sound in general, mm-hmm. like when it comes to like immediately triggering sexual arousal, just, okay, a small moan.
Mm-hmm.
You will get that shit-eating grin because in your brain you know exactly what that moan is for.
Yeah.
And Rebecca literally has that shit-eating grin plastered ear to ear on her face right now, and that's the funny part about this.
Yes. But it does make sense. However, that this is a thing, and I think a lot more people have this kink than they. Maybe they even realize, because sound, you know, it affects your neurons. It affects your brain. That's why when people listen to certain music, so when they're in certain moods, so certain sounds just hit different. Like I cannot have sex with somebody who doesn't moan. I can't. When they're just like humping away and it's just silent, I'm like, okay.
Silent sex is, I've been a partner, so don't make a peep.
Yes,
like, the sound of silent fucking.
I know, and I'm like, yeah. Okay, well, can you hurry up and finish? Because I can't even get into it if you're not into it. And
because yeah, then all you hear is the squishing. And don't get me wrong, the rhythmic slaps of two slightly moist body parts, fantastic, but... Mm-hmm. I need a little bit more than that because yeah. I can also stir macaroni and cheese and make that same sound.
The macrowap.
Macrowap, which is a famous game that they have yet to let me play on the stream. But don't worry, I have plans. I have plans.
Moan in my ear. Sound is actually the fastest way to turn me on, other than mouth stuff. Fastest way to turn me on is via sounds. Saying something low in my ear or moaning a little bit or growling a little bit or, you know, like you said, that sigh. Yeah, it's like that is the fastest way to turn me on.
I love mouth stuff, just the way you said it. The quickest way to turn me on other than mouth stuff.
finish. What do you want from me? Put something in my mouth. And I'm like, okay, let's go. Look what.
I mean, I am the same way. You know, it's funny because, like I said, I have my fetishes. And yeah, nylon makes a sound when it swishes together against each other, and or just fingernails run across it. And it sends chills. Like, so much more about ASMR is not so much just the arousal, but the effect it has on the human body. Like, the tingles up the spine. Like, you hear it. And this is going to sound weird, and I'm going to describe something, and 10% of our audience may or may not get this feeling. But okay, when you're taking a leak, you're peeing, and if you take your fingers and rake them downward on your rib cage, it will send chills and tingles all throughout your body. Try it. And that is the effect of ASMR. So while you're sitting in the toilet, this is not a sex thing. This is not sex. But while you're taking a pee, while you're peeing, take your fingers and run them. While you're peeing,
how did you discover this? I don't know. I have questions. Like, how did you come to find this out?
I had an itch while I was peeing when I was a kid, and I just quickly scratched my ribs, and it sent like chills all the way down my spine. And ever since then, if I'm peeing and I do that, it is the same equivalency of an ASMR response, where the tingles and your body actually reacts. So now I want to know, our audience, am I the only one? And two cast members, I need y'all to do this next time you make pee-pee. Rub them fingers down the ribs.
Well, you know what? I always go in between the recording and the live stream. I always go, so I guess I'll try it.
Okay, so yeah, if you need to know the answer to this, go back to last week's live stream. So if you're listening to this, it's Sunday. Friday's live stream will have the answer.
Yes.
And Michel Dron.
Yes.
Do you also have the breakdown of what those goosebumps and chills are? What they're called and reaction? Do you have that for us?
Do you?
Well, of course.
Well, then,
it's ASMR,
yeah,
so
you're
I
asking
have to.
If I have it. Yeah, there you go.
You're the research guy, so I was wondering if you were going to dish it up.
Oh, I wasn't even planning on talking on this episode until I realized I was contractually obligated to.
Oh, yes, there's that.
Uh-huh. What is it called, Chef?
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Called Frisian.
Frisian?
Yes. Also known as aesthetic chills or psychogenic shivers.
Psychogenic shivers.
Yes, a psychological response to a rewarding stimuli.
That is the feeling I get when I scratch my ribs while I pee. that is the exact description.
That's the feeling I get when I hear a good growl, or I hear like that moan in my ear. Yeah.
Yes, but if anyone wants to look it up, it's Frisson.
I will look that Frisian up. One sound that really gets me for me is not so much the moan, but the muffled moan. I don't know why, but like, yeah. Okay, so this is super hot. I'm gonna walk you through. This is what I'm contributing to the episode is scenarios that I have experienced those chills and arousal from them. So when you're with your partner and you're laying in bed, you're not planning on having sex. Like, this is not like, you know, like, oh, we're in bed for sex, but they like bump up their hind end to your front end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, I kind of like that. And then you do a little tap back, you know, a little punch back. And if they let out that just little lip, so gentle. It's not really a moan. It's just an acknowledgement of pleasure. I'm just like, oh, yes.
I guess that's the yes, daddy acknowledgement.
That is my yes, daddy.
Yeah. Yes. Mine is usually when either they come up behind me, and or we're having sex and they do that like guttural. It's like, it's a guttural moan. You know what I'm talking about? It's not a growl. It's like that, yeah. Like that, that whole, like, it's so good. Like they're like, oh, that
thing she's talking about, you know, that thing. Like, yes. The thing she's trying to describe, but can't do it.
Yeah, I can't. Or like, but that whole, like you, like that, it's that smooth one that, like, you're not in bed, but you're around somebody and you know you've done something to turn them on. And they, like, that's like, as for somebody with a praise kink, that's like the ultimate. Like the moans and the groans and the, like, that.
Like, yes. Is that, yeah, like it? Is that how it is?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, in my head, yes.
I absolutely love just like the body's reaction to ASMR. And like I said, I don't prescribe to ASMR often.
You don't
like,
prescribe?
At least audio ones. I do love the sound of bubble wrap. The pop, pop, popping.
Well, who doesn't?
Yes, because ASMR lots of people, is not just lots the of people, vocals.
Lots of people in my day job hate it.
Monsters.
Yeah. Because I get a lot of bubble wrap, and I have a lot of fun with it. One time, I think I have a video of me completely wrapped head to toe in bubble wrap, and me just rolling on the floor, as happy as can be at work.
Giggling like a schoolgirl.
Yeah. So I'm just like, you know, in the office, rolling around in my bubble wrap suit, just so happy. I do like visual ASMR. Yeah. And this is going to sound crazy, but a lot of people really dig these, but like ear cleaning videos is my ASMR.
Yeah, pimple popping videos. I like the sand cutting ones. Like the ones that cut, like you're cutting sand and you just do the sand.
Oh, yeah.
What? But how do we get from auditory to this? Like, I mean, I know it's ASMR. Wanted to talk
because about, it's like, all ASMR. ASMR.
It's all ASMR, yeah. And I did want to talk about just a little bit of the visual. Because, like I said, with this becomes a visual aspect. And a lot of times, what makes it a philia or a paraphilia is it's not so much gender. It's not genitalia. It's not sexual organs. It's just, and sometimes it's not even a sexual response. Sometimes, you know, what you really dig about it and what gets you vibing is the endorphins you get from your response to the ASMR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, my endorphins are going, now I'm horny.
Tell us more.
It's like when somebody calls me a good girl. Like, good girl. And it's not, you can't just say good girl. Like, you say it in that way, yeah. You know?
Well, so because you're such a good girl, you must be walking around moist 24/7.
So, like, being called that doesn't necessarily instantly turn me on, but it gets my attention. Like, it's just all like,
yeah.
And then and I guess, snowballs.
I bet you it really depends on how they say it. Like, I couldn't look at you and go, who's a good girl?
Yeah. Now I'm like, okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Who's a good girl?
But Rebecca is such a good girl.
There it is. That's the money shot. Mm. That's the sound shot.
Oh, there it is. I don't know. Like, I, as much as I'm into the auditory stuff, because I am, like, I'm into that, but do you ever think, like, you don't think people want to hear you? Like, I honestly can't imagine people wanting to hear me do anything.
Okay. As somebody who has to edit this podcast and is in charge of all the, you know, metrics and all the stuff, where we're being listened to and all that, I 100% think no one ever wants to hear me speak. And if it weren't for the fact that I was in charge of the metrics to this podcast, I'd be like, no one wants to hear me speak. But then I find out that lots of people like to hear us speak. And I want to thank the audience for listening to us repeatedly on multiple episodes. But yeah, no, I don't think anyone ever wants to hear me go
over again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There
you go. Are you leaving?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I make sexy sounds.
I
don't think anything I do is sexy.
I don't think so either. I don't think
so. But you do that on purpose.
Well, thank you for agreeing with me that I don't make sexy sounds.
Oh my God, that is not what I meant. That you know that's
well,
not
that is what I meant.
I did back that up with saying he does that on purpose. So
I did. I set you up for that one. That was an ASMR trap.
Oh my God.
But no, I honestly, I cannot stand the sound of my own voice. Again, sucks for having to edit this podcast. And I can't imagine anybody else liking the sound of my voice.
I mean, I get that.
I'm right there with you.
I feel like if Shep had to edit this podcast, there would never be another episode. Like, he just wouldn't do it. He'd just be like,
no.
No.
Well, now that I have my new podcast, it's like, it's all me. And I have to edit that shit. And I'm like, I don't want it. It's so hard. I'm like, I don't want to.
Tell us, how hard is it?
Oh, it's so hard.
You're welcome, folks.
I still do this to this day, is I mute my track while editing. Because like I said, I take notes. I have a little button I push, and it just leaves a little note on my track saying, okay, here was something to kind of like cut out or tweak or something like that. And I'll mute my track. And I almost released an episode that didn't have my vocal track on it. So I forgot to unmute it.
What's a sound that you have been told turns people on? Maybe you could, even though you don't maybe think you do, what is a sound
nothing.
Or nothing?
No one has ever said, no one has ever said anything about any audios. Yeah, I don't. There's well,
because
no
he purposely sabotages himself.
That is true. He self-sabotages.
I mean, I'm the guy who goes and boom goes dynamite at the end of sex. So.
And some people are all in for that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've been complimented in many ways for sex. Never on audio. You know, I've had told people they appreciate the fact that I make
sound. If he actually tries, then he probably get complimented. But he actively tries hard to cover up his voice.
I do talk. I am very vocal during sex. But I have never been complimented on my vocal. Other than the fact that I'm glad you do make noise.
Because your micropene overpowers everything else.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah. Other than my sexy hotline voice that I've done. You know, okay. Yeah. But that's like, you know, play acting, whatnot. I have never been told anything I sound like is sexy either. I was just sitting there thinking about that. Like, nobody said, oh, when you moan like that, it's so hot. Or when you do that, I love it when you sound like that. No one.
Yeah. It's one of those things you don't think about. This is one of those kinks that most people have but are not aware they have. You know, you don't think to be like, oh, you sounded so hot. I have told people, oh my God, you sounded so hot. Like, I love when you moan. I love when you do this. But we are like, you know, the very rare few that pick up on that.
Mm-hmm.
Chip, have you ever told anybody that you love the way they moan?
Maybe.
Has anyone ever told you?
No.
Are you very audible during sex?
Only if it's something that I see that they enjoy. I talk. I say certain things, but
okay. So you do the dirty talk.
But
I'm
I do the shepherd talk.
I'm loud. Like, it depends on what you're doing. Like, it really does. Yeah. I'm a moaner. I am a screamer. I'm a guy. Like, I am loud. But, like, it's also, like, this whole kink is also not just the things you say in bed. It's the moans that get you turned on. It's the things that get you turned on. But nobody has ever said, other than the sexy hotline voice, has ever said, I get so turned on when you moan in my ear. I love the sound of your moans. Like, no, nothing.
But that's you've never moaned in our ears, probably.
I have been told.
I mean, it actually takes the moaning in the ears to actually get the compliment.
Okay, fair. But normally for the people that have heard the moan, or the sigh, or the Yeah, like
I have been told by other people that they do not like to hear me moan and finish.
Yeah, I told you many times, but you still do it too loudly.
Yeah, I have been. I have been told by.
I said the floor is very thin. Stop with the thing. But no, you keep on doing the thing.
I'm gonna tell y'all a fun story off the podcast too. I'm not gonna tell it on the podcast, but it's a really fun story.
Well,
sorry, listeners. But... Yeah, sorry, listeners. You can't hear this one. it's too racy for us. But no, I think ASMR is one of those things that are like, there are very few people who don't have this kink.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly don't think enough people are aware of it. Like, I'm glad we're kind of going into this and like talking about it. Because everyone who's listening to this episode right now went, oh yeah, I guess that is kind of something that I'm into. Because, I mean, here it is. Do you listen to porn on mute?
No. Well, absolutely not. I have to get my earbuds. I have to have the sound.
That's still a lot of vocalizations. So, what do you believe there are some of the non-vocalizations that can get people going? I mean, you said the sound of the hose and stuff like that, but... What else can get you going?
Wet slaps. I mean, I have the quicksand fetish.
Oh, yeah.
Sound of mud. Honestly, a good soundtrack to a porn is pretty fun. Not going to lie. If you listen to this podcast, we do, in fact, have a soundtrack. You know, it is very audible.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not know that? Mm-hmm. We've had a
forever
soundtrack forever. Yeah.
I don't listen to us. My voice is in there.
I have one under mine too. I have one under mine. It sets the mood.
It does.
It sets the moody mood.
Moody mood.
And it keeps the flow. I have to edit less since we have that music on the background. But I do that because the brain, you know, you'll listen to a podcast better if you can kind of get that vibe and the music going with it. So. And audience, if you don't like it, you tell me. Just read on, like, take away the music. I don't like the music. Yeah, if enough people say, stop with the music, I'll change up the soundtrack or take it away.
Take away the music.
You know, I had an idea, John. I had an idea.
Okay.
Yes.
I think all three of us take a turn.
You lost me.
All right.
And we give the audience a gift. We do one sound. I think we should.
I used to do a whole podcast. Come on now.
I know. So you know, then it's not going to be hard for you. Okay. Like a moan or a sigh or whatever. But it can't be like a continuous thing. It's just that one sound.
A little sound bite.
But I do the intro.
You did do the intro. Well, okay. Sorry. We have to do multiple things in a podcast. I do an intro every week and then do all the talking. All right. Yes, what sound should I make? Do you want to make my finish grunt?
See? A Finnish grunt?
A Finnish grunt.
I thought we already established it was, and boom goes to the end.
Boom goes to the end. Yes.
Or, bleh.
Bleh.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Rebecca, you go first.
I like that. I like how I said, okay, here we go. No, Rebecca, you go first.
Wait, if we make her, if she goes first, no one will listen to ours. We should go first.
I mean, if she goes first, we'll finish quite well.
That's true. But it's like one of those things where they're going to have to listen to ours too after, and I feel like that's not going to, like, that's going to be a letdown. That's what I'm honestly.
Okay.
So. Shep, you want to go first? Or you want me to go first? Do you want to be the middle?
I have no idea what I'm going to do, so you might as well.
All right.
Throw us off, Daddy. Oh, we're gonna do those sounds.
That was a good one. That was good. All right. I liked that. I liked it. Yeah.
I feel like if I do something, it'd be like more of a combat
like a
sound.
Like, I could do that. Like, you know what, John? Keep that. But
I had to get in the zone.
Yeah, I'm here for it. All right, Chip.
I don't do the sound, man.
Okay, well, fine. I'll go. Unless you would.
Oh, do it again. Okay, we go.
What?
Do it again.
Why gotta do it again?
Yeah, because I don't want to have to isolate the track. Don't make more work on me.
Mm.
There we go. I was going to say, if you make me isolate the track, I can promise you it's going to be on loop. This entire episode is going to be nothing. That's going to be the soundtrack if you make me an isolated track. All right. Now we'll get to Miss Rebecca. Oh, you know what? I can get behind that. I can get real behind that. And just go ahead and mark note.
There you go, audience. There you go, community. You're welcome. It's my gift to you. All three sex noise. What? A sex noise from all three of us.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
My gift to you guys is I'm going to spin the wheel, and we're going to find out what we're talking about next week.
Oh, yay. Because I know what's still left on the wheel. Oh, God. Well, oh, God. It's the face. Oh, God.
It's the face. No, it's a good face.
Okay.
It's honestly, it's a face of, like, a good root, a good core, under, like, support. It's a good support kink. I mean, I think something this is, like, it garnishes many things. And, you know, it's under a lot of things we enjoy. Some people say it's over things we enjoy.
Plants?
What?
Plants?
No, not plants.
Why would you think of plants? Gosh.
He said roots and, like, I don't know.
It's the root of, like, it's volume? Under. Like, root isn't under. And, like, it garnishes a lot of things. So, I would say, like, it's, a real panting situation. Talking about panties.
Oh, what?
Undergarments. Okay, it's okay. Under.
You lost us
at
root.
Me that root.
Yeah, you really garnish.
Honestly, how do you make puns?
I don't garnish
panties,
my food with panties or
panties
anything.
Panties don't
so,
pun yeah. very well. Buns look great in panties, but panties don't pun. Okay.
Well, roots, there you go. And then garnish. I garnish my food with instead of panties.
I think it's crazy because this is a very common fetish, and that we haven't discussed it before. We've talked pantyhose before because that's a very popular one, but this one is actually very popular in the cross-dressing community, in the smell community. We've covered many aspects of this fetish, but yet we have yet to cover the actual paraphilia themselves. Panties,
and a lot of people have them because
don't get your knickers in a twist. Oh, that would have been a good point.
Your knickers or knackers,
I could have done
your
that.
Your tallywhackers.
I'm real upset. I could have said y'all are going to get your knickers in a twist about this episode.
You could have, but then you lamed out at roots and garnishes.
I don't know. I'm tired.
And with that.
I want to thank everyone for listening to us. I am your host, John. And with me, as always, two of the sexiest, most audibly perfect people you'll ever meet, Miss Rebecca and Mr. Shep.
Good evening.
Till next time.
And boom goes the dynamite.